try to bear the blame. Deal with the pain. Dust down your wings again. To clear away all the chips out in your brain and face the truth. Well, I can make amends, but while the darkness always ends, you're still alone. So try.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It's 10:06 in the morning. How are you? Let me tell you what I played in that last set, and then I want to move forward and remember somebody who is and was beloved here in our Boston community, Asa Brebner. All right, let me tell you about that last set first. That was a new noise from Carson McCone. I had mentioned her voice. Just beautiful work. A brand new record called Still Life. That was Fingernail Moon. Jonathan Brooke and the Story from 1995's Plum record. That was a song she collaborated with on Bruce Cockburn. It's called War. That was written about the Gulf War, you know, back in the mid-90s. And I wrote on my thread here in Facebook, I had hoped that that would never be relevant again. But here we are, Jonathan Brooke along with Bruce Cockburn called War. Deep Sea Diver was next from 2020's record called Impossible Weight. That was the title track, a song featuring Sharon Van Etten. The Strokes from 2003's Room on Fire, that was Reptilia. And just a fantastical musical composition from Stephen Wilson. In 2013, he had a record called The Raven That Refused to Sing and Other Stories. That was Drive Home. Dave Riley, who I know is listening today, and I had a chance to interview Chantel McGregor back in the before times. And, you know, you asked artists all the time who were their influences, and she told us Stephen Wilson. I listen to Stephen Wilson all the time, and she mentioned that song, Drive Home. And she said the amazing guitar solo you heard was by Guthrie Govan. It's been a favorite of mine ever since. Okay, I do want to start and talk a little bit about Asa Brebner. And I think actually I'll talk a little less than I play. Four songs I want to play from Asa. Two are him doing his own songs, and two are from his friends here in Boston, including Randy Black along with Linda Viennes and Steve Rosenbaum. The first one I want to play is from Asa's great record called Abbey Lode. That's ABBEYLODE. And this one is called Showdown. Remembering Asa Brebner, lost him 3 years ago this week. WMFO.
This is the key of E. Steve Sadler played on this on the record. We'll be right back. dump like this for a guy with a wig. Man, he looks so vain in his new sports car, but he's a fascist pig. She said, I'm gonna buy myself a rich old man who lets me do like I please. Some nice old prank who owns a bank.
Fallen She's pulled away, she is gone to stay. Her old hometown came calling. All my old rivals have all settled down, their children off to college. Well, I'm left alone, sad to the bone, with no uncertain knowledge. But in my mind, I chased you blind, and I'm sorry I never caught you. In dreams we'll meet, it's not as sweet as the roses I never bought you. You'd think that now, after all we've seen, through fair and stormy weather, you'd think that now we might live this old dream, we might get this act together. But now it's late, so late in the year, it's a cold and dark October. No time for chance or for our final dance. This act is almost over. Still in my mind, I chased you blind, and I'm sorry I never caught you. In dreams we'll meet, it's not as sweet as the roses I never about you. Still in my mind, I chased you blind, and I'm sorry I never caught you. In dreams we'll meet, you smell as sweet as the roses I never bought you. The roses I never bought you.
Today I woke up with a warning. On this stretched out, guessed out, blissed out avenue, the lines of industry are forming. They're towing cars, they're towing memories of you. I live behind these streets of dying. Walk on stilts beyond these feet of clay. Follow rules, a simple assignment. I think I know you well, but come what may.
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:25 in the morning. Oh, just about 10:26. I'm Mike. I'll be here till 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in today with Sue Edelman. So please stick around at 11 a.m. for Something About the Women. Wow, the squeaky chair is like working overtime all day today. Kind of fun, but kind of annoying. Yeah. All right. So I just had a 4-song set there dedicated to Asa Brebner. I didn't know him. I didn't have the pleasure of knowing him. I was introduced to him twice, I think, but we certainly didn't know each other, but I certainly knew of him. And as I said, 3 years ago this week, we lost him, played 4 tracks, two of which were performed by him from his Abbey Load record. And they were Showdown and Love Only Makes the World Go Round. Then I played a selection, one each, from the 2 tribute albums that exist called I Am Not Gone, Volumes 1 and Volume 2. The first was Aza's beautiful song called The Roses I Never Bought You. Randy Black featuring Linda Viennes was that one. Beautiful stuff, just a great version. And Steve Rosenbaum from I Am Not Gone, Volume 2. That was I Walk the Streets. And they mimicked the sound of the subways at the beginning, just like Ace's version. It was just so well done. So I would highly recommend that you purchase those two CDs. You can do so from Larry Newman, the executive producer. The instructions as to how to do that is in the comments here on Facebook. Remember, all proceeds go to help surviving members of Ace's family. So rest in power, as they say, Asa Brebner. All right, I have new noise here at 10:27 in the morning. A leftover request for our friend, Martin Bono. He told me about a new record from Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs, this one featuring Ian Hunter on the new record called External Combustion. This one is called Dirty Job. It's new noise at WMFO.
Coast is clear. the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I wanna live out by the sea. A husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their name. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want. For money, and any old music will do.
This is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favour and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're spending life like a dollar. He lived it fast and lived it free. And he took his time until he found one farther than all our eyes could see. Maybe someday.
WMFO Medford at 10:49 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I've been with you since about 9 a.m. and we'll have to get out of here at 11 a.m. But it's for a really good reason. Something About the Women with Sue Edelman is coming up right at 11 a.m. So stick around for that. Let's see. That set had New Noise from Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs. Brand new record from them called External Combustion. That was Dirty Job featuring Ian Hunter. A leftover request for our friend Martin Bono. Thank you, as always, Martin. Tina Turner was the next track. I got it from a collection that came out in 2009. 1909, called the Platinum Collection, Private Dancer, of course. And I played that because sometimes I would like to play something that represents a perfect match of artists who can deliver a particular song just brilliantly. That was an example of that one. Same with the third song of the set, from Boston's own Bird Mancini, from 2013's Bird Mancini Lounge CD. That was Some Days. Again, perfect artist delivering the song perfectly. Just gorgeous stuff with Some Days. The Elevators, right around here. They're from right around here. The Elevators, 2020, they had an EP called Double Vision that was Let It All Out, featuring Brett Bollinger. And the great Neil Casal finished off that set from 1995's record called Fade Away Diamond Time, maybe California. All right, just a couple more tunes left. The first is New Noise from Boston's own Speed Fossil. This is called Luckiest Man in the World. It's New Noise at WMFO. Strong like Superman. Since she came in,
do the tailpipe drag.
It's WMFO 1057 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I got to get out of here. But first, let me tell you about those two great tracks from Boston artists that took care of the last two songs of the day. Just heard from Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk. That was Do the Tailpipe Drag. And just before that, the new noise was another Boston band, Speed Fossil, from the collection, the Red on Red Hots Year One compilation from Red on Red Records. That's Luckiest Man in the World. Just great stuff. And speaking of great stuff, remember, at 11 a.m., Something About the Women, pre-recorded. But all that magic is going to happen, and we're going to bring you Sue Edelman hosting Something About the Women. So stick around, and I thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed hearing and remembering Asa Brebner along with me. We'll miss him for sure, forever. Just wonderful music from that gentleman. All right, it is 10:58. I'm going to turn it over to the robot, who will bring you, as I said, Something About the Women with Sue. I'm Mike, and if they let me, I'll be back again next week at 9. Thanks, everybody.
We were to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
It's 11.